大家好，
Hello, everyone.
欢迎来到渔翁聊教育。
Welcome to Fishman's Chat about Education.
今天我再来聊一聊耿同学学术打假的影响。
Today, I'd like to continue discussing the impact of Mr. Jane's academic integrity.
耿同学学术打假
Jane classmates academic integrity
触动了一些人的利益。
Touched the interests of some people.
因此
Therefore,
有些人在背后下手了。
Some people were behind it.
前天下午，耿同学发布信息。
The day before yesterday, Mr. Jang posted a message.
称自己的抖音账号被永久限流。
I was told that my Douyin account has been permanently banned.
而平台方也没有给出限流的理由。
Furthermore, the platform side has not provided any reasons for the throttling.
然而
However,
不管如何
No matter how,
被限流，耿同学学术打假的正义行为受到了全社会的认可和大力赞赏。
The academic fraud committed by Mr. Jang, who was restricted, has been widely recognized and praised by the public.
耿同学学术打假的影响还传播到了海外。
The impact of Mr. Jang's academic fraud has spread overseas.
可能是受到耿同学打假顶刊论文的启发。
Inspired by the fake paper published by Mr. Jang,
也可能是对自己审稿不严。
It could also be due to their own lack of rigor in reviewing.
不够自信。
Not confident.
最近
Recently,
国际顶级医学刊物《柳叶刀》开启了智能核查模式。
The top international medical journal, The Lancet, has launched an intelligent verification mode.
通过技术手段筛查了该刊物发表过的250万篇论文。
Through technical means, 2.5 million papers published in the journal were screened.
结果触目惊心。
The results were shocking.
平均每277篇论文中就存在一篇暗藏虚假引用的幽灵文献。
On average, there is one hidden fake citation in every 277 papers.
这类问题论文的数量在近2年来暴涨了12倍。
The number of papers on this topic has increased 12-fold in the past 2 years.
学术引用乱象愈发严峻。
Academic citation abuse is becoming increasingly serious.
什么是幽灵文献呢
？What is ghost literature?
就是无中生有的文献。
This is a fabricated document.
或者说是论文中标注的参考文献与论文内容毫不相关。
Or, more precisely, the references cited in the paper are completely unrelated to the content of the paper.
例如
For example,
标注为参考关节炎小鼠模型相关研究，通过溯源发现
Through tracing, we identified the relevant arthritis mouse model.
实际参考文献的内容竟然是线虫果蔬
The actual content of the reference material is nematodes and fruits and vegetables.
培养实验
Experiment, cultivation.
有些参考文献完全是凭空杜撰的
Some references are completely fabricated.
所参考的论文
The paper referenced
作者是业内的真实学者
The author is a real scholar in the field.
刊载的刊物
Published publications
发表的年份
Year of publication
排版格式也都合乎规范
The formatting is also in line with the standards.
表面看来
Apparently
一点破绽也没有
No flaws
但是文献编号、链接归属却属于毫不相干的。
However, the links to the literature references are unrelated.
其他论文本质就是凭空捏造虚假文献。
Other arguments are simply fabricated false documents.
盗用正规文献编码蒙混过关。AI 大模型产出的参考文献中
In the references generated by AI large models that circumvent regular academic coding conventions,
杜撰比高达 30% 至 69%。
The probability of being drafted is between 30% and 69%.
香港某大学的一名博士生借助 AI 生成了61条引文。
A PhD student at a university in Hong Kong used AI to generate 60 citations.
其中24条为虚构。
24 of them are fictional.
这些杜撰文献从标题、作者到出版信息均为高仿。
These fabricated documents are highly realistic, with their titles, authors, and publication information all being authentic.
连他的导师都没看出破绽。
Even his mentor couldn't see through it.
最近一年多来
In the past year and a half,
引用造假数量激增。
The number of instances of plagiarism has increased.
2023年全年的论文中
In 2023, the papers were published throughout the year.
每万篇论文有四篇含有引用造假。
Four out of every 10,000 papers contain plagiarism.
2025年第四季度
In the fourth quarter of 2025,
每万篇论文有 51.3 篇论文含引用造假。
Out of every 10,000 papers, 51.3 papers contain citation fraud.
而2026年的前七周
And in the first 7 weeks of 2026,
每万篇论文中有 56.9 篇论文含引用造假。
Out of every 10,000 papers, 56.9 papers contain fabricated citations.
就连顶刊论文都存在这么大的问题。
Even top-tier papers have such problems.
看来
It seems that
只凭产出论文的数量去评判学者的水平
Judging a scholar's level solely based on the number of papers they publish.
评判大学的水平还真是不太科学。
Judging the quality of a university is really not very scientific.
因此
Therefore,
唯有真正推动技术进步的研究成果才有价值。
Only research results that truly promote technological progress have value.
否则，那些论文就只能是晋升职称、申请经费的工具。
Otherwise, those papers would only be tools for applying for promotion funds.
而已。
That's all.